So, Alistair, what is your function with the school?
Well, actually, I'm here on a working holiday visa, and I actually taught at this school about 7 years ago as an assistant, and we're back in the region looking for jobs again. I've known Colette, the teacher here, for a while, and we were in the area, and she invited us along today, so that's why we're here.
So most of your day, could you explain what you do, generally?
I'll tell you what I did 7 years ago when I actually taught, because I'm not doing that right now. So it was being a teaching assistant, so you are in the classroom with the teachers and you're helping them. Eventually you get given a little bit more liberty and you get to run your own classes. So I used to do a lot of quizzes, fill in the blanks, used to listen to music, watch some films, do some role playing, that sort of stuff. So it's quite fun, and you're sort of there to give a bit of levity to the English classes. So
what kind of quizzes? Give us a sample question.
Oh, sample question. Okay. How many sheep are in New Zealand?
A.
15 million. B. 20. C. 25. D. 30.
I'd say 30 million.
Yes, you're right. And bonus point, how many people live in New Zealand?
5 million.
Oh, wow. Bang on. So you'd probably win.
Okay, we'd better go and catch up with the others before we lose them. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Right, so I'm now with Esther, who's Alistair's wife. And are you here for just 1 year as well, or does it depend on whether you can find employment?
Yes, we're looking for jobs at the moment. We're hoping we can be English teachers here in Brittany. So this is an experience to learn French and explore Europe.
How good's the French at the minute?
Not too good at the moment, but I went shopping yesterday and it was a success. So, you know, you got to enjoy those small moments when you can actually converse. Yeah.
So what is the most difficult part of this job, do you think?
I think being understood, and with students, you want their respect, of course. So you want to make sure you can have a conversation with them and not have things lost in translation.
Generally speaking, are they quite respectful?
So far I've only done it for 1 minute, so it's my first time today.
Well, enjoy your day.
Thank you
very much.
Cheers. Thanks, John.
Okay, so now I'm with Chantal, who's a teaching assistant from Jamaica. Chantal, how long have you been here?
I've been here for 5 days now.
Right, so this is your very first week with the students.
It's my very first week here now.
You know French already?
Yes, I've been studying French in Jamaica for about 5 years now. I went to Shortwood Teachers College, that's where I did modern languages, and I specialized in French and Spanish. So now I am a trained teacher to teach French and Spanish at the secondary level.
So why did you choose Spanish and French in the first place? Did you have a family connection or something?
No, it wasn't a family connection. It was just a passion. I loved French since high school, and so I decided to continue.
Well, good luck. I hope you enjoy your stay, and thank you very much.
Thank you.
Right, I'm with Luda and Doyan, two students at Bon Repos. They're here this morning from a school in
Saint-Brieuc in Jean Moulin.
And what are you doing here today? What's the purpose of the visit?
To improve our English skills and to learn more about English people.
So Doyan, you're studying English as well?
Yes.
And how long have you studied English?
5.
This is your 5th year.
Yes.
Could you explain, Luga, where all your different English teachers and assistants are from?
She comes from Jamaica, and our professor comes from Saint-Brieuc.
Yeah, a very cosmopolitan group. Anyway, lads, enjoy your day. Thank you very much.